Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When you are preparing to go to the worship services of the church, do you ever sit down and meditate on what you need to do to be ready to get the most from those services? For example, if you have mistreated your spouse, or your children, or a neighbor, or if a brother has abused you in some way, do you ever seek reconciliation before going to the house of the Lord to worship Him in spirit and in truth? Will you please listen to what our Lord taught in the Sermon on the Mount? Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has aught against you, leave there your gift before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23-24. We know from our reading of this passage that Jesus was speaking specifically of those who lived under the Mosaic Law. We do not have altars under the Christian era, as the Jews did under the Law of Moses, but the principle surely applies to our worship of the Lord. The Apostle Peter mentions husbands in the following verse, but everyone should be concerned about the truth involved. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. 1 Peter 3:7. I usually say to young men in wedding ceremonies, if you do not treat your wife properly, there is no point in your praying. God will not listen to you. Maybe your brother has cheated you in a business deal. Maybe he has spread rumors about you. But whatever the case, you must try to bring about reconciliation with your brother before you approach the Lord in worship. But what if he is stubborn and will not accept your attempts at reconciliation? The Lord does not expect you to do that which is impossible. If we had to have perfect peace with all those with whom we are associated, we would never be able to worship the Lord. There are some people with whom peace and harmony are virtually impossible. That was Paul's reason for saying to the Romans, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Romans 12:18. Worship to God Almighty is one of man's highest and holiest honors. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well in Sychar, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is spirit. And they who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:22-24. But worship to God Almighty must be preceded by our obedience to the Father's will. We have to become members of the body of Christ. We then have to live His will every day. No, that does not mean we have to be perfect. If it meant that, no one could ever worship God acceptably. But we do have to devote ourselves to do His will in order for our worship to be approved. We must not be deceived into believing that just because we have a desire to worship and actually follow through on that desire, that our worship will be in spirit and in truth. We need to make preparation to worship God, and that includes, as Jesus taught, making reconciliation with our fellow men. May I encourage every one of us to read God's Word on a regular basis. Pray to our Father in secret. Meditate on the meaning of the gospel message and work for the spread of our Lord's kingdom. When we strive to obey the Lord's will, we shall be in the right frame of mind to worship the God of this universe. May God help us all to worship Him as He desires us to worship. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.